four runs second, what was the key to be able to get out to that early lead?
You know, we jumped on hittable pitches. The first inning, he came out and established his curveball. And when he didn't locate it there in the second inning, he had to come back to that fastball, and we did a good job of staying on it, and we hit the ball.
Now, Nick Nelson was on the mound. Why don't you go over what was he doing successfully?
Oh, up until that seventh inning, I mean, he was cruising. I mean, he was spotting his fastball wherever he wanted to. He was throwing the change, throwing the curve, mixing things up quite well. He was in complete control of the game. I mean, after six innings, he'd only thrown 57 pitches. The fact that we only needed three outs to end the game might have rattled him a little bit there. But he held it together. Got through seven innings. He did an outstanding job for us.
What does that say about him that knowing that someone's warming up at the bullpen, he's still able to complete the game?
Just the fact that he's a competitor. You know, he's a senior. As of right now, this is his last go around with baseball. He's moving on to play college basketball. You know, he did an outstanding job today. He battled for us, and he got big outs when we needed big outs.
Mm-hmm. And you go to tomorrow and you play Great Bend. Who was able to defeat Garden City, the number one seed. It's an unusual matchup between the two teams for a chance to take control of this tournament. What do you see in that matchup?
Well, Great Bend's a good team. We've played them five times already this summer. They're a solid baseball team. They can hit the ball. When they get good pitching, they're a difficult team to beat. I feel very confident going into tomorrow. I've got a senior, Jackson Oldham, going to go on the mound. I've got all the confidence in the world in our boys. I mean, 1-9, we hit the ball extremely well. We don't really have any holes in our lineup. Great Bend's a very scrappy team, and they play well.
Well, congratulations, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.